So the purpose of the Australian Economic Forum is to talk about or give everyone an opportunity to discuss and debate issues that are going to be important for Australia over the near to medium term. And I think it's really hard to go past an event that's going to create policy issues for Australia in the short to medium term than the GFC. I mean, the GFC has really been quite a dramatic episode in for the real economy and the financial systems in the globe and Australia. And since August 2007, which feels quite recent sometimes, and I think, gosh, that's actually quite a long time ago, the way that the financial crisis has evolved and all the consequences that we're seeing at the moment have really given policymakers and regulators around the globe an opportunity to see exactly what was happening in the financial system, to reveal the vulnerabilities and the interconnections that were perhaps a little bit clouded by, you know, the calm conditions, and seeing the, how things reacted in the volatility in some ways has been a great opportunity for a learning exercise, if you like. So as you might expect, the policymakers and regulators have responded to what they've learned by putting in a huge effort to update a lot of the financial regulation that affects all aspects of the financial system. And I guess the primary focus of these changes to regulation are to improve risk management and to improve transparency. So it's my great pleasure to introduce two speakers today, Professor Kevin Davis and Charles Luttrell, who both have quite a lot of experience in thinking about the issue of the changes in financial regulation that we've seen and the way in which they get likely or could affect the Australian economy. So starting with introducing Kevin, he's a research director at the Australian Centre for Financial Studies. And in this capacity, he's had a lot of opportunity to be involved in workshops of this kind. He's published quite a lot of work on various aspects of this regulatory reform and the effects on the Australian financial system. In fact, I had the honour to be invited to a recent conference that he organised in Melbourne on financial regulation. And I think one of the things that came that I learned from that conference is that even though there's a whole range of regulatory reform kind of at the more macro level that I'm aware of, so this is things like the introduction of Basel III, there's a huge range of financial reform that extends into areas like superannuation, and those reforms in Australia are underway, and they're also going to have quite significant effects on the way the financial system in Australia operates. The second speaker that we have today is Charles Luttrell. He's the General Manager of Policy at APRA. In this capacity, he's had the I'll see what he thinks about this, whether it's an opportunity, to represent Australia at innumerable meetings at the international level, where some of the most important international regulatory reforms have been debated and finalised. And as you might expect, as a senior member of the APRA team, he's also been heavily involved with implementing those reforms in the Australian context. And so today I think Kevin's probably going to take a wider ranging view of the regulatory reforms in Australia, and then Charles will follow up talking a bit more specifically about the way Basel III might affect the Australian economy. So both speakers have 20 minutes. As I've said, this is a really broad-ranging topic, and I'm sure that they won't really have, they don't have the time to cover everything that's on the regulatory agenda. So what I think we'll do is we'll let the speakers speak, and then if there are any areas of regulatory reform that they haven't touched on, maybe that's sort of, and there's something that you're particularly interested in, that's something that we can pick up in the discussion time at the end. And as with all these things, often the quality of the discussion at the end is where people get learn a lot of things.
Do you have any ideas or preference how to reform LIBOR?
LIBOR. Well, I think LIBOR is a problem for the British banking system to deal with. We don't have the same sorts of... the equivalent of LIBOR in Australia is the BBSW rate. And I think there's been a lot of effort put to making sure that that operates in an effective manner. And I think the issues showing up in LIBOR are quite different to anything we've had to think about or consider here. So beyond answering the question by saying that it is, you know, we've paid attention to the integrity of the BBSW rate over the years. I don't have any specific comments to make about what the UK should be doing about LIBOR, because that's really a problem for the UK regulators.